it's very clear that ER positive and ER negative breast cancers are different entities, and that one relative risk reduction really wouldn't apply to both of those diseases. And that's, I think, what the Oncotype subsetting is essentially recapitulating.
Another interesting aspect of this thing is more and more we're seeing interest in economic analyses, particularly we get some of these very expensive therapies that are coming out that I want to ask you your take on. And initially when this test came out in terms of the price tag being whatever, $3,000 or $3,500, people sort of paused. But I was interviewing Gary Lyman, who did an economic analysis on the Oncotype, and actually particularly with the newer data, it comes out pretty favorable. Is that sort of what you would expect?
Well, I think it depends on how much you use the test and how comfortable you are withholding chemotherapy as a consequence of it. If you are ready to take the step of saying, for a low recurrence score, I am not going to give chemotherapy, then I think that may well be right. But if you're not ready to make that step, I think then you need to be more careful about using the test only in settings where you're essentially pushing to give chemotherapy, and it will give you that ammo.
Well, it's more information for the patient. I mean, a patient with a low recurrence score, whether you believe or not, you know, that there's no benefit of chemotherapy, I think you could say to the patient that the benefit of chemotherapy is much more questionable than if they had a high recurrence score.
I think that's absolutely right, and that's exactly the point. What I'm optimistically looking forward to is when they have a little more data from additional studies and we can really say with confidence who benefits and who doesn't from chemotherapy. I think that's going to be a major step forward that I'm looking forward to.